The federal government's determined to pursue tougher citizenship laws, despite its recent attempt being blocked by the Senate. Under the original proposal, immigrants would have been required to sit a tougher English test and wait longer to apply. But following opposition from Labor and the crossbench, the Immigration Minister has revised the policy. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
Peter Dutton is upbeat. Changes to the citizenship test will still go ahead.
We've come a fair way, and I believe that there is the basis now for the independent senators, but hopefully the Labor Party as well, to see their way clear to support what is a sensible reform.
Under the original proposal, immigrants would have been required to sit an English test that was considered to be the same level needed to get into university. Peter Dutton says he's dropped that to now what's known as level 5.
So it's at a moderate level. It's the level just above basic. It allows for plenty of mistakes to be made, both in the written word as well as the spoken word.
But Labor's Tony Burke says that's still too high. He stopped short of calling the language test racist, pointing out people from English-speaking countries don't have to sit the exam.
Every time I've held a community meeting on this issue, when I've explained and read out examples of an IELTS test, people have spontaneously said, it sounds like the old dictation test. People know exactly what this is about. I mean, in immigration rules, there are times when individual visas are negotiated with a country and there's a rule specific for one country. Backpacker visas often work this way. There's some visas that work that way. But we've never done it for citizenship law. And to say that that standard will be different depending on your country of origin, that's not the sort of country we are.
So would you say that this policy is racist then, that specific section of the English test?
I'll let other people go to the actual use of that word, but yeah, I think when I compare it to elements of the White Australia policy, the conclusions are pretty obvious.
Law Council of Australia President Fiona McLeod still has reservations about the test, despite the level being lowered.
That is a significant shift in social policy, and we think that's inappropriate to do that.
The original plan also stated immigrants would have to be a permanent resident for 4 years instead of the current 1 year before applying. Peter Dutton says that figure was devised after looking at policies of other countries, such as the US, UK and New Zealand, where people have to wait 5 years before applying.
If you look at comparable countries, it can be 5 or 8 years. We've said that we move from 1 to 4 years. We think that's reasonable. There hasn't really been pushback around that, I might say, in many of the discussions that we've had.
But Tony Burke says he doesn't think that's reason enough to change Australia's policy.
I think we're a better multicultural country than any of them. And so, yeah, if they want to come up with a country that's got a better record on being a cohesive multicultural nation, maybe we'll take advice from them. But when you talk about countries that haven't been as successful as us, I don't see why we should change to their standard.
The original plan was kicked out of Parliament last night. That means citizenship applications the government received after the 20th of April will now be processed in the usual way. But with Labor opposed to these two key measures, the Immigration Minister is in talks with the crossbench to try and get the revised policy over the line.
We'll continue that. And as I say, I hope that the Labor Party sees the light, because today the Labor Party is putting their own interests ahead of the national interest, and they need to explain why they're doing that.
The government needs the backing of the Nick Xenophon team, which did not support the original proposal. Nick Xenophon is yet to be briefed on the changes, but he's told the ABC he will consider the revised policy.
Stephanie Boris reporting.